This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven half of the hour now. It's time for us to do our weekly overview with the DJV gang of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan. The top 10 stories of the week, the people according to Talkers Magazine for the week of June 7th to the 11th. And it has a little bit more, I don't know if it has more meaning, the fact that we are at the Talkers Annual Convention on the campus of Hofstra University for the broadcast this week. Jennifer is where she usually is in Los Angeles, and Victoria is where she usually is in New Jersey. So away we go with thoughts. Number 10 this week, this is for Jennifer, the continuing focus on the Western drought. I think we talked on the DJV program about what my son was saying with regard to California and how tired he and his friends are of the backward thinking or the lack of thinking without any real explanation. When Arizona and New Mexico have plenty of water, even though they're in the same desert, California seems not to be interested in collecting water. Why? This is so simple, Jennifer. How can it be bypassed?
I don't know. And it is year after year after year after year. All of these great proposals for new projects that cost California taxpayers a lot of money. Yet every year when it is a dry year, we get met with the same restrictions, limited showers, don't flush your toilet, don't water your yard. I mean, all of these things. And remember, Californians pay a lot to live here. We should have the right to have water if we need it, and we shouldn't have to tap into other states to get it. We should have the ability to capture water when it falls here. Most of the water that comes down from the sky in California runs off into the oceans. And part of that is because there isn't the infrastructure to capture it. The other part, and this is what's also kind of ridiculous, like for farmers up in Northern California and in Central California, because of environmental protections, the Delta smelt is a very famous fish. It's like an anchovy, sort of, but there are environmental protections on it. And so there's certain restrictions over how water is handled in deltas and in where fresh water meets seawater all across California. And so with those restrictions also comes a problem of limitation for farmers who are trying to water their crops. You, as a farmer, Doug, would probably, and maybe you've driven, I don't know, if you've driven through California, you get to Central California where there's a lot of almond trees and orange trees. There are signs that say government-sanctioned dust bowls all throughout California because they don't have the right to get water. And many farmers are driven out of the state because of it, because they just can't water or irrigate.
But so, California has traditionally, especially that area of California, has traditionally been one of the most productive in terms of much of the lettuce and spinach and things that are greens that are grown and shipped across the country come from up there. It's also a big dairy area as well. Mm-hmm. So the fact that there is no water and there's no common sense associated with it and there's no big upheaval, why aren't people going to the state legislature in Sacramento and demanding that something be done? That's the other thing. There seems to be a recalcitrance. Is that the right word?
I think so many people just don't know or don't think that they get to know. I've said for a long time.
Why don't they know?
I don't care who is sitting in the office. It's a Democrat or Republican, you know, whoever it is, someone in between. We are stockholders in this country and in the states that we live. And as stockholders, we should get a report every year, just like members of, you know, just like members of board of directors who own stocks. They get an annual report. We should get that every year that tells us where our money is going, where we're making money, where we're losing money. But there's no accountability. You have to dig to try to find that information. You have to rely on the media to tell you about that information.
In the town that I live in Massachusetts, the mayor is so not out of touch, but so arrogant. In order to get any information like that, the individual taxpayer has to file a Freedom of Information request.
And who does that? I mean, how many people really do that?
Right. Well, why should they have to is the other question. The weather, though, where you are, Victoria, on the East Coast in New Jersey, you're at the beach, so you know, the weather doesn't affect it. I guess it does affect because if it's weather's lousy, people aren't going to go to the beach. But it doesn't affect you there in terms of the critical way it affects Jennifer and other people that are in dry states. You're not.
Well, we have flooding issues, so I mean, it does. Right. You know, we've had a lot of rain. We're way over the monthly allotment now, or you know, with the monthly amount that we need. So we're way over. So yeah, but yeah, we've had a lot of rainstorms and a lot of flash floods, and because we're right on the beach, you know, we get a lot of beach erosion. So there are. I mean, it's not as critical as not having water to water crops or drink or shower. But yeah, I mean, we definitely have our fair share of issues.
So think about it, wherever you are, folks that are listening to this program. Think about what it's like where you are. Are you happy? You're satisfied with the way this issue is being handled by the people that represent you in government, or not? And if not, why are you putting up with it? Number nine. On the list of the top 10 stories this week from Talkers Magazine, which is, by the way, published at talkers.com and also at djvshow.com, the critical race theories that are being put forth. I went on, it wasn't a toot, it was I still have them, very strong feelings about what's being taught in school, over-the-top now justification for a lot of things. George Floyd opened our eyes and our hearts and our minds to a lot of things that have been wrong. There have been other, since the 60s when I was a kid, understanding what Martin Luther King did to bring these things to the attention of people and the outrageous stuff that still goes on now. I think I've mentioned a couple of times on the air that big Amazon warehouse that's being built in Connecticut and the fact that over the last month or so, there have been 8 or 9 incidents of nooses hanging from the rafters as they put this building up, that kind of stuff, which is the epitome of ignorance, as far as I'm concerned. But then the other side of it is that we have so many people, especially in schools, public schools, that are teaching things that aren't true, aren't right, aren't correct. And so we have this woke, I'm just learning about the woke theory of things. What's the correct, politically correct way of looking at stuff? And why do I have to subscribe to that? Why does anybody have to subscribe to it? But yet you're being told if you don't buy into it, then you're wrong or you'll be marginalized. And I think that that's where, you know, another example of this stuff going too far. Ladies, your thoughts?
Yeah, I think. Go ahead, Victoria. Sorry.
Overcorrection is never a good thing. But, you know, I think generationally, I think they're, you know, and President Obama talked about this with his, you know, with his daughters. And, you know, and he said that his daughters have commented that on their college campuses, they've seen an overcorrection and that everyone's, and he's, you know, he was talking about cancel culture, which is, you know, it's not a great thing. It's one thing if someone is so blatant and terrible about whatever, then that's one thing, you know, like there are certain things you can't excuse, but canceling everybody for having a different opinion is just ridiculous, and it's causing overcorrections. So at some point, we've got to level out again.
Yeah, how do we do that?
I mean, the thing that this country is founded on is the fact that we have free speech and freedom of thought. And this is what makes me so crazy about vaccine talk and mask talk and talk about woke culture, because it seems like everybody has to have homogenized thinking or they're somehow marginalized, right? They're told that they're one of the ists. They're sexist. They're racist. They're conspiracy theorists. They're all of these things. It's like, let people have their opinion. If you don't like it, you can either choose to keep moving or say, you know what, I disagree. I think something else. Big deal. I mean, that's what makes our society great.
Well, how dare you tell me what to think?
Yeah. Otherwise, go to China. I mean, get out of this country if you don't like the way that people get to have multiple opinions. We are not homogenized milk. We're raw milk like Doug Steffen.
I'm not raw milk, but I do like it, Jennifer. Thank you. 15 past the hour, the review of what's going on in News Talk Radio, the Talk Radio Review. Jennifer Horn from the DJV program, Victoria Keelan from DJV, Doug Steffen did I say it was 15 past the hour already? If I didn't, it is.
Hey, you should move over. Red Right Return.
Right, Red Right Return.
No, just Red Right Return because
you're... No, I'm saying Red Right Return, but then right to agree.
Okay, but you're on the...
I should have said correct. I know it's Red Right Return, but...
You're on the left and it's Red Right Return. Red Right Return!
tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive has you covered as a leader in boat insurance. Get a quote today at progressive.com.
Oh, I was on the left. Right.
Please stop talking.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
You've heard me talk a lot about how the MyPillow has changed the way I sleep. You'll have the same experience because the MyPillow never goes flat, gives you the best night's sleep. It is no longer going to be a problem that you wake up in the middle of the night, you got a sore neck, a headache, a backache. You won't need a nap because you'll be sleeping well through the night. Now, you can refresh the pillows of every room because the premium MyPillow is at the lowest price ever. For now, and just a limited amount of time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. King pillows are $5 more. To get this deal, use the promo code DJV. Every MyPillow is backed with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special square there, enter the promo code DJV, and while you're there, why not take advantage of the deep discounts on all the MyPillow products using the DJV code? The Giza sheets, that sort of thing, the My Slippers. Get them all at MyPillow.com using the promo code DJV.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Eighteen after on the DJV overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, the companion piece for the Talk Radio Countdown Show every week. Number 8 this week, Victoria, is the focus on those ransomware attacks, how much money is being paid out, how deeply dug into the fiber of all of our lives this goes. People are just realizing how dependent we are on things that seem, you know, like it's everyday life until it stops, until it isn't. And then the focus on what you do for a password when you're using your various accounts, right?
Well, yeah. What's the question, though? What's
I'm
confused what your question is. I mean, we know ransomware is a huge story. Yeah, that's been going on for a while now. We know that the prices have gone from an average attack used to demand $10,000 in Bitcoin. Now we're up to $60 million in demand. So, yeah, it's a major problem. And Christopher Wray, the FBI director this week, testified that this is, you know, so much more important and larger than people even realize. And this is affecting utilities, this is affecting private businesses, this is affecting, you know, there's that radio group that still has a bunch of stations, apparently, that are still offline. So, yeah, I mean, this is, if companies don't invest, and I know the government is now stepping into this world, but, like, if we don't invest in cybersecurity, we're completely, anybody who wants to hack us can shut down our whole life. I mean, our whole way of living. You get into, remember the attack that luckily was caught before the water went out down in Florida when in the public water supply? Mm-hmm. I mean, you kill people. That's immediate death.
Well, that's the object. That's what these people want to do. The Russians, the Chinese, they want to kill us. They want to destroy our country, and we're dumb enough, we still, whether it's business or government, most of these systems that we have are incapable, they're so far behind in terms of the sophistication of what is being used against us. And so that was the question was, Victoria, what's the update? And you just gave us the update. How about that?
Yeah, the update is it's happening a lot.
Yeah,
and more will happen.
And it's business and government, and it's the Russians. So what's Biden going to do about it next week? Or it's this week, I guess, right? Isn't it this weekend, the G7?
Yeah,
meeting,
G7
supposed to be meeting
with
Putin. So what is he going to do about it? Are we going to have, like, a Khrushchev pound your shoe on the table and say, this has to stop or else? 21 after the hour here on the overview of what's going on in News Talk Radio from the DJV perspective.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Twenty-three after the hour now, continuing with our focus on the top stories and the people as we have time to get to them. The Talk Radio Review, Jennifer Horn is here, Victoria Keelan, I'm Doug Steffen. Number seven, I think seven and eight go together kind of. I don't know how much, you know, the social media biases, well, maybe they don't go together as much as I thought they would go together, but you know what I'm saying. The
what are the two items? Let's see.
I know, right?
Let's have a linear thought today.
Well, the social, the biases we were talking about, this sort of goes more with nine than it does with eight.
Okay, why don't you tell us?
Yeah, I know. Oh my God! If you say another number,
the numbers.
Well, when we were talking about the critical race theory, the whole business of what's being taught, the overcorrection that's taking place. I think part of that is a play on social media or vice versa, don't you? The social media biases that are being they're exploited or they're
bring it home, Jen. Yeah. So number 10 on the talkers list this week was the Western drought, which we talked about. Number 9, critical race theory and race relations. Number 8 is the ransomware attacks. Number 7, social media
bias. So can I just leave the studio now and go have breakfast?
No. If you want to. Knock yourself out.
Yeah.
The draw of pancakes. Look, I can't stop it. But I think social media bias is probably on the list this week because of the stories about COVID and about the stories. I mean, gosh, this week we learned that the Inspector General from the Department of the Interior came out and said after last summer when President Trump went and stood in front of the church that was burned down by protesters and rioters in front of the White House in Lafayette Park, remember the story on social media and in the media was that President Trump had cleared the park and that he had shot rubber bullets at people and used tear gas on Americans to go have a photo op. In fact, you can go through and look at all the quotes that people said. Kamala Harris said that he was shooting at Americans. Joe Biden said that he was using rubber bullets to stop protests. Nancy Pelosi said that he's using tear gas to get people out. All of these people, you can go through the whole list of all the awful things that people said so that President Trump could get his photo op in front of a church. Well, it turns out that the Inspector General's report this week said that the president went to the church but the park had already been cleared out, or there were already plans to clear out the park hours before because they were going to put up those borders to try to protect the White House, you know, that fencing. Now, if you had posted something like that, you might have been tagged on Facebook. You might have had your account pulled down. If you posted about COVID coming from a Chinese lab, you might have been pulled off social media.
Yep.
The bias in social media is ridiculous. It's something that we have to figure out because they're acting as a utility now.
Well, and there's no control of them one way or another.
And
actually,
there's no truth.
Seven is attached in that way to number five on the countdown, the Trump appearances and more on the election fraud and that stuff being taken down. That is part of the bias. You know, anything that shows up, there's anybody who expresses themselves, whether you agree or disagree or whether it's true or not, it still has a place in conversation. And yet all those things are being, maybe it's part of our becoming more sophisticated as a, I don't know that we are, but, you know, there are a lot of people who think, oh, we got all of this technology, therefore we must be more, much the significance of our thinking changing is very apparent. I think it's apparent, but I think it's going the other way, frankly. So, anyway, Victoria, what are your thoughts?
On social media bias? I mean, yeah. I mean, we definitely have, I think that, you know, I retweeted something last year about the lab leak thing, you know, that whole theory, which all of us, even though politically we're all very different, but all of us agreed on, and my tweets got taken down too, and there's nothing else on my Twitter feed that would indicate that I was, you know, pro-Trump or anything like that. So, I do think that there is a social media bias. I think there's an information bias. I think that, you know, the election fraud claims, all this stuff that's been taken down from social media, I just, you know, at some point, again, this is like with race stuff. At some point, we have to level out. We're just overcorrecting back and forth, and we're swerving all over the road.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps as restrictions come to an end and you get back to work. Do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The CDC announced Thursday that it will convene an emergency meeting of its advisors on June 18th to discuss rare but higher than expected reports of heart inflammation following doses of the Pfizer and Moderna COVID-19 vaccines. 2 reputed MS-13 gang members were sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole Thursday in connection with the brutal 2019 murder north of Baltimore, Maryland. Hugo Chavez and Jonathan Hernandez were found guilty this week of first-degree premeditated murder and conspiracy in the July 31st stabbing death of 21-year-old Daniel Alvarado Cuellar. The Biden administration late on Thursday restored a $929 million grant for California's high-speed rail that former President Trump revoked in 2019. The parties, which also include the California High-Speed Rail Authority and the U.S. Transportation Department, agreed to restore the grant within 3 days. USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please, call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
While the Biden administration continues to not take any action against the surge of illegal immigration at the U.S.-Mexico border, Texas leadership is going to take action. Wendy King from the Pacific Northwest USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Abbott announced the news while discussing a slew of border initiatives, such as a $1 billion allocation for border security in the state. The Biden administration issued a proclamation that stopped border wall construction on his first day of office. Abbott didn't address the ongoing conflict between himself and the Biden administration that escalated this week after federal officials threatened to sue Texas over Abbott's order to strip certain shelters for migrant children of their state licenses. This could force the shelters, which operate under contracts with the federal government, to move the children elsewhere. The 52 state-licensed shelters roughhouse 8,600 children. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services attorney Paul Rodriguez asked Texas to clarify Abbott's order and said it could violate the U.S. Constitution's Supremacy Clause, which states that federal law overrides state laws. 2 weeks ago, Abbott deployed more than 1,000 Texas Department of Public Safety troopers and National Guard members to the border as part of Operation Lone Star, an initiative which is aimed at beefing up security at the border.
In the NHL playoffs, the Vegas Golden Knights on Thursday came back from a two-game deficit to beat the Colorado Avalanche 4-2. Next, VGK plays Montreal, with the winner of the series going to the Stanley Cup. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Half the hour now on the DJV overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, companion piece of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. And this week, Jennifer and Victoria are an important part of both hours. I'm at Hofstra University, which is the site of this year's Talkers Convention, in fact. We did this, I'm trying to remember, Victoria, the first time I ever met you was here at Hofstra when we had the last event. And how many, that was 5 years ago, right? Wouldn't it have been 5 years ago? You've been...
I've been on the show 5 years, so yes, that would have been about 5 years ago.
And you were following me as Jimbo Hannah and I were driving around, and you got what?
It is nuts.
I can't believe it's just in my mind, it's just
5 years. It's just wow. Yeah, I know. Really fast.
And I can see you behind me or walking around in that green dress that you had on.
It's blue. It's blue. Okay.
Yeah.
I wasn't even there, and I know it was blue.
I know.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
But yes, trying to follow you and Jim in the car was just a nightmare. You're a terrible driver.
Excuse me,
We had to do so many U-turns. It was,
That's because I didn't know where I was going. That was not clearly, because I was a bad driver.
You know, Waze existed 5 years ago.
Thank you.
Yeah, what is that?
To make U-turns.
Yeah. No, they were talking and not paying attention and just going in circles.
Well, so that's our right to do that.
I know, right? Listen to today's show. You would never think that he's the same guy who could just go in circles aimlessly.
All right. Well, I'm distracted by all the things that are going on here. I'm not supposed to be. Good radio people are not distracted by their environment. But
what number are you on the list?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, thank you. Okay. Jennifer's number 90. We're referring to the talkers list of the Heavy 100, by the way, for those of you who want to check that out at talkers.com. We can also find the list of the items that are top kingpin stories and people of the week. At number, I don't know, we were talking off and on kind of about the economy heating up this summer is something a lot of people are concerned about. Inflation would follow, but still, at the moment anyway, because of various things that are influencing the economy, people are buying cars even though there aren't cars to be bought.
If you can find them, right?
Right, exactly. An interesting reality. And the same is true with homes and refinancing. I was talking to a friend of mine yesterday who is going to pull $25,000 out of the value of his house because it's gone up $100,000 in the last year. He's going to refinance. Listen to this. He's going to refinance and take $25,000 out so he can use it to pay off bills. And his payment is still going to be five. He's taking out more money. He has a lower interest rate, and the payments will be less than they are now. And that's why that's one of the things.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, the amount of equity that people have in their homes now, I think I read yesterday, was it's up 30%. So, like, basically the average – oh, no, I'm getting my 30s wrong. It's an average of $33,000 more in equity. So, like, the difference between what you owe on your mortgage and the value of your home has gone up on average each home, $33,000, which is nuts.
It makes you wonder if it's going to fall or not.
I mean, it's great if you want to sell. I mean, it has to, right?
Yeah, if you want to sell, it's good. If you want to buy, it is not so
not
good.
Not so good.
I mean, I have a few friends who want to sell, but they don't have anywhere to go. Because
that's what I would
sell,
do.
I can't find that.
The amount of equity
right.
that I have in my house right now is disgusting. Like, it's just, what, I mean, the overinflated
value. Why is it
dumb
disgusting?
Value, well, the overinflated dumb value of my house is like, it's just, I mean, I go, God, if I, you know, if I only had a place to go, or if I was really ready to make that move to, like, Iowa or something like that, but... You know, that's why a lot of people are leaving the more high-value states like New York or New Jersey, even probably California. They're going somewhere in the middle because they want to, you know, make a little money, right. make some capital.
All those people from New York are going to ruin the rest of the country. All right, number four on the list here, our focus on China this week, the competitiveness bill. I praise that because it's a first step in doing what I think we really have to have a major overhaul and our relationship with China. Victoria pulls me up short a little bit whenever we discuss this because she said you can't change overnight. I would like us
as
to
as much
change
as we
overnight.
All would love that. Yeah, I think
yeah,
that.
Right.
But see, that's the part of the problem because people just get this rallying cry of, you know, get American business out of China. Okay, everybody wants to do that, but we have to actually do it in a really smart way because it's not going to be an overnight thing.
Well, one of the good things about this is that it brought together both parties. It was a sort of a brief blip of people. There were actually a couple of different things that happened this week. This is one of them that brought the two parties together, and getting something done was pretty easy. Right now, this, as far as I'm concerned, this bill doesn't go anywhere near as far as it ought to, but at least it's a step in getting how anybody anywhere, other than folks that are directly tied doing their business with China, how anybody thinks this is not a good idea. It's un-American.
Well, China
frankly.
Didn't
think
it was a good idea.
Well,
they put out a statement this week. Yeah, they're gearing up for some sort of retaliation.
Yeah. What are they going to do to retaliate?
Well, I mean, look, the reason we need this bill is because our supply chain is so, it's so reliant on China. So, unfortunately, they can do a lot to us. And I hope that,
well,
you know.
If we're smart and we move fast. Part of that
it's
is
not like
the
they
business.
Were going to release
part
a virus on us or something, right?
I know, right?
No.
Another one?
Yeah, right. Uh-huh. The January 6th investigation, number 3, I have absolutely nothing. I don't think there's anything to add to this. You two could maybe disagree with that, but I don't see how this fits in as number 3, frankly. But
well, just I think the report that the reason it's on the list is because there was a report from the Capitol. Well, it came from the Senate about what went on during the day on January 6th and in advance. And we found that the Capitol Police knew there were rumblings online. They had intelligence to indicate that in mid-December. They didn't do anything to shore up, to bring in National Guard, to bring in the Metropolitan Police, to tell President Trump or the FBI that maybe a rally that day wasn't a great idea. There was none of that stuff, and they didn't even have the equipment. I think only four people had riot gear on the entire Capitol Police Force
that day.
They
were so ill-equipped. Oh, my gosh.
And so instead, I mean, there's videos all over the place of the Capitol Police just moving aside and saying, here, come on in. You can come in. Just don't ruin anything. Moving the border, like the barricades aside, all of that stuff. And so I still don't get it. Where was the failure? How did that happen? It's just bizarre.
Well, it's internal, right?
Can I offer another theory, too, that part of that that's been circulating, and I think that there's probably some merit to it, doesn't apply to everybody in the Capitol Police, but a lot of the Capitol Police members, or a chunk of them, politically probably agreed with what was going on. So then there's also that, like, how do people take the bias out of, you know, the bias doesn't belong at your job.
But look, I love President Trump. And I think there was stuff that went on with the election. I think that in some places he was robbed of votes. But I don't think that that would impact. If you get a credible threat that someone's going to take over the Capitol, I don't think you just step aside. I've heard there are stories that I've heard from people around Washington, D.C., is that because of the summer riots and because of the way that they were dealt with, they didn't want to have an over-militarization of the area. So that's why they thought it wasn't going to necessarily be a problem. They didn't want to bring in big military equipment. They didn't want it to have that look outside the Capitol. So that's what made them, from an optics perspective, back away. If that's, you know, maybe that's something that can be considered, too. I don't know. I find it hard to believe that somebody in the higher up of the Capitol Police Department, knowing the makeup of the Capitol Police, would say, well, we love Trump, and so we want people to.
No, I meant some people. I meant boots on the ground. I meant some of the people moving the barriers and saying, come on in. Look, everybody is biased. No one is able to separate their own political bias from
their
job.
No more objective thinking.
No one has it. We have activist judges. We've got conservative judges. I mean, even judges who are literally supposed to just in a non-biased way interpret the law, and everyone is biased. So I don't know. And we know that, you know, Trump and the police were hand in hand in terms of support. So I don't know. I don't think that's a crazy theory.
That could
theory.
Be. I mean, the day of, but if we're talking about the root causes, the question is still why the Capitol Police, the higher ups anyway, didn't do anything about it when they had the intel in December. I mean, that's, I think, what's at the
that's
core of the
support.
That's
a full-on failure. Yep.
Right. And then, so how do we, is it excused? Or are these people fired? What is
somebody
the status?
Somebody should be fired.
Already people
right.
have been fired
Long
from
time.
The Capitol Police. Yeah, there's already been major turnover. Mm-hmm.
All right, good. Number two and number one coming up in a moment as we continue with our overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio from our perspective on the perch at the DJV program, 44 past the hour.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number's toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real live people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And again, the website is toploss.com. Our, yep. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV. Forty-six after the hour. This is the DJV program, our overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio for this past week, ending on Friday, June 11th. Number two this week, voting
it's
legislation.
Blueberry muffin. How's your breakfast?
What? I'm eating some fruit, thank you very much.
Oh, okay.
I'm not the blueberry muffin, you know, might not agree with me, so I'm having the fruit instead, the orange juice. Very good. Thank you, Jennifer, for asking. Meanwhile, the situation with this legislation that is completely, in my estimation anyway, this thing has been one of the great examples in the last few months of stories getting twisted around. The information about how things in Georgia, for example, were to change or not to change, depending on your point of view. And as we all acknowledge, everything has become political. What it comes out of the legislation, in my mind, ought to be a way to prove that whoever's voting is voting, that it's easy for you to follow your vote from when you mark a piece of paper to putting it into a machine that protects it and counts it. That's it. As far as I'm concerned, there's nothing else that has value. That's just my point of view. Ladies, in terms of
I love how, this was the first time I did a mail-in. Because in New Jersey, the whole state would get had the their
yeah, how do you know
all
it get counted? How do you know it get counted?
I tracked it online. It was like tracking a FedEx package.
Tracked it where? To where did you track it to? What was the final destination? How do you know it got there?
Because it's just like a FedEx tracking. So it went from the drop box where we put our ballots.
The post office.
No, I didn't mail in. I didn't mail it. No. I went to a drop box at a police station. And we put our ballots in, and then that night, a couple hours later, that night I went online to like the voting website in New Jersey, jersey.gov or whatever. And then
but how do they know it was you that sent the ballot?
Because I have a unique code. Everyone had an individual code. So I went online into my I started an account online, and I typed in what my code on the ballot was. It gives you a tracking number, so each individual ballot you can follow along. So I saw when it got received, I saw when it got opened. It was I mean it was great to me. I felt a lot more
sounds
secure.
Very complicated, really.
It's not at all.
Going to the place.
Well, have you ever tracked a FedEx package? It's really
it's not,
easy.
It's not complicated, but you asked a question. How did they know it was you? And they don't. I mean, Victoria can track her ballot because she took her ballot and she had the barcode and she can track it. But the problem with those drop boxes is that people can ballot harvest. It doesn't even have to be. It's legal. Victoria could go to her whole apartment building and say, hey, can I take all of your ballots to the ballot box? And then she could put it into the box.
Right.
Or the reason that I always talk about the voter rolls is that if you have 18 ballots that go to one apartment or one house, you fill them all out and you drop them in the drop box and nobody's the wiser. Nobody figures that out. And so
everybody's not honest like you are, Victoria, or I am, or Jennifer
that's
is.
That's for sure.
You know, when it comes to power and control.
But when they do audits of this kind of stuff, and we know that, you know, we went all through this year, but, you know, like in Texas where the big voting bill and everybody's all up in arms. Well, when they actually look at the audits, it was like 28 ballots or something that were dismissed, that were tossed out
whatever. I mean, yes, that's true. But I'll tell you, in Los Angeles County alone, they had over 150,000 people who were dead or who had moved on the voter rolls in L.A. County. That's enough to make
a
difference.
Thank you, ladies. Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen at 10 before the hour.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Time for us to put on our automotive repair suit and get our heads wrapped around whatever's going on with Nick Miles. OurAutoExpert.com is his website, and he is the country's foremost expert when it comes to cars, and he's not even from here. So how do we square that? I mean, you're a foreigner. Why should you be the expert? Why should you be number one? Ever think about that?
That's why. No, I shouldn't be. I'll go now.
Well, before you go, let's talk about what's going on in the world of cars. So, one of the things people don't understand about all these gizmos, you know, keep peering, I want to buy a new car. Well, you can't buy a new car because there are no chips, and therefore we can't make cars. But, in fact, that's kind of a ruse, isn't it? The things that chips do, so you just don't put them in the cars for now and keep making cars. So why do you need to have a button on the back of your SUV that closes the back door? Why, you can't do that with your left arm is impaired, your right arm is impaired. What do we do before we had these chips and the buttons? Hello?
We're American, first of all, so we're entitled to have buttons. You should know that by now.
Excuse me.
Why should we do things for ourselves? That's another thing. We should have other things to do them for us. Yeah, it's interesting, though, too. I had my parents just trying out a new VW Taos, which is their smallest SUV that they make, and they couldn't reach the tailgate. They are short. They couldn't reach the tailgate, and they look for the button, and it doesn't come with one. So they were saying, well, we're not buying a vehicle if it doesn't come with a button to close the tailgate. Yeah, and there you go. Yeah. We're all used to it.
Yeah, apparently.
We're all used to it.
Maybe we need to get unused to it if we want to have a new car, and that's the only thing that's holding us back. All right, so the new Ford Maverick is out. I was looking around for, is it actually on the lots, dealers?
No, it isn't. I mean, it was just announced. You know, Ford, they've got a lot of product coming. I mean, you have to think about this, where there are four vehicles I can think about. The Mach-E GT, the super fast version of their Mach-E has been announced, obviously. It's not here yet. The full-size Bronco hasn't actually arrived on dealer lots. The Lightning, which we know about, and this Maverick, plus a bunch of other stuff, has been announced, but it hasn't actually made it onto dealer lots yet. So they're announcing a lot of stuff, but it is arriving slowly. That we should see the Bronco happen in the next month or so on dealer lots. So the Maverick was just announced, and it's the smaller than the Ranger. It's the smallest pickup truck that they make.
Why do we need a smaller pickup truck? Isn't the idea behind a pickup truck to be able to move things around? The smaller you make them, what are you going to put in the back of it? Your groceries?
In America, again, if we can make it, we are allowed to buy it. Things have gone out the window. Pickup trucks are now a lifestyle vehicle. Yeah. It's two-wheel drive, front-wheel drive, which, again, you would think people wouldn't want, but, again, people have been asking for. It's hybrid. Doesn't make any sense. Why would you have a pickup truck, a hybrid, a working horse truck? It does 40 miles a gallon, but people are going crazy for this thing. It's exactly what people want in their driveway. When we live in metropolitan areas and we still need a pickup truck to put the dogs and our bikes in the back to go to the park and do a little light lifting, it's exactly the pickup truck that America has been asking
for. You trust
for.
Your dog to stay in the back of your pickup truck and not jump out?
Well, I would never do that. I would put a canopy on the back or at least put it in a kennel. But, you know, this is exactly what people have been asking for, and Ford have come up with it. And people are super excited.
So is Ford the number one? Let's get to the brass tacks here. Is Ford the number one automotive maker in the world now? General Motors used to be, but it seems to me that Ford's really stripping their shorts, if you know what I mean.
They're definitely the number one pickup truck maker by a long shot. I mean, by almost double. They make more F-150s than anybody else. And you can see by the things like the Lightning and the Maverick that they are tending to hold on to their crown. But the number one is actually Toyota. Toyota are the number one vehicle maker in the world. And VW, I think, are breathing on their heels very hotly. VW have a lot of...
VW doesn't even have a truck. There's no VW truck.
The
Toyota pickup truck is awful. Nobody buys. Anybody who wants a real truck, they're not buying that Toyota.
Yeah, the Toyota is a Tundra. There is a new version coming. They do only sell 130,000 of the Tundras a year, but which is respectable, you know.
They're junky. They're not a good truck. People who want a rugged truck don't buy, if they know anything, they're not buying a Toyota truck.
Really well, though. They sell well.
No accounting for taste or knowledge. All right. Thank you, Nick. Nick Miles here every week at this time, checking out what's going on in the world of cars from his perch at R Auto X.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.